Greetings in Christ. I'm Pastor Hemmer. The New Testament reading for today is from Acts 8, verses 26 to 40. Now an angel of the Lord said to Philip, "Rise and go toward the south to the road that goes down from Jerusalem to Gaza. This is a desert place." And he rose and went. And there was an Ethiopian, a eunuch, a court official of Candace, queen of the Ethiopians, who was in charge of all her treasure. He had come to Jerusalem to worship and was returning seated in his chariot, and he was reading the prophet Isaiah. And the Spirit said to Philip, "Go over and join this chariot." So Philip ran to him and heard him reading Isaiah the prophet and asked, "Do you understand what you are reading?" And he said, "How can I, unless someone guides me?" And he invited Philip to come up and sit with him. Now the passage of the scripture that he was reading was this: "Like a sheep he was led to the slaughter, and like a lamb before its shearer is silent, so he opens not his mouth. In his humiliation justice was denied him. Who can describe his generation? For his life is taken away from the earth." And the eunuch said to Philip, "About whom, I ask you, does the prophet say this? About himself, or about someone else?" Then Philip opened his mouth, and beginning with this scripture, he told him the good news about Jesus. And as they were going along the road, they came to some water, and the eunuch said, "See, here is water. What prevents me from being baptized?" And he commanded the chariot to stop. And they both went down into the water, Philip and the eunuch, and he baptized him. And when they came up out of the water, the Spirit of the Lord carried Philip away, and the eunuch saw him no more, and went on his way rejoicing. But Philip found himself at Azotus. And as he passed through, he preached the gospel to all the towns until he came to Caesarea. O Lord, have mercy on us. Thanks be to God. In many and various ways God spoke to his people of old by the prophets, but now in these last days he has spoken to us by his Son. In the name of Jesus, amen. Baptism is not complicated. It is mysterious, but it is not complicated. After a bit of instruction in the Word, which must have included some exhortation to follow Jesus' command and some explication of the miracle God performs through baptism, the sight of some roadside water was enough for the Ethiopian eunuch to say, "Look, water! What prevents me from being baptized?" It's not complicated. Water and the Word. Baptism is not just plain water, but it is the water included in God's command and combined with God's word. And that word is twofold. It is a command word and a promise word. Jesus commands baptism, and he attaches great promises to the water of holy baptism. It works the forgiveness of sins, rescues from death and the devil, and gives eternal salvation to those who believe this, as the words and promises of God declare. Not complicated, but a tremendous mystery. All God's work. Philip is just an instrument to do the Lord's work. The angel called him. The Spirit directed him to the chariot. And the eunuch needed someone to teach the word to him. The Lord did his work in baptism, forgiving the sins of the Ethiopian, covering him with the perfect righteousness of Jesus, and giving him an eternal inheritance of salvation. Then the Spirit carried Philip away, and the Ethiopian went on his way rejoicing, confident in his newly received eternal gifts in baptism. Ethiopia may refer to the land of Cush, south of Egypt, which encompasses Sudan and parts of modern-day Ethiopia. Perhaps this man was a Jewish convert or proselyte, having covered 1,500 miles over 2 months to come worship at the temple in Jerusalem, now on his very long way home. Whatever the case, he is considered the first African convert to Christianity, and the Christian Church in Ethiopia counts him as their founder to this day. Today is also the day the Church remembers and gives thanks for St. Cyril, who was Archbishop a little bit farther north in Africa, in Alexandria in Egypt, in the early 5th century. Cyril understood a thing or two about that which is not complicated but mysterious. It's Cyril who insisted against the Nestorians at the Council of Ephesus in 431 that it is necessary to call Mary the Mother of God. How can a human woman be the Mother of God? It's not complicated. It is the mystery Scripture confesses. Cyril's Christology profoundly influenced the 16th century Lutheran reformers, too. How can there be two distinct natures in the one person of Christ? It's not complicated. It's mysterious. Stop letting logic dictate doctrine. What we confess is entirely uncomplicated and thoroughly mysterious. This is our joy as Christians. What Scripture confesses is true. That's not complicated, but what Scripture confesses is sometimes, maybe often, outside the ability of human logic to make perfect sense of. There's quite a bit of mystery to the uncomplicated truths of Christian doctrine. For all the mystery of doctrine, we are bound to confess because it's what Scripture confesses. This remains certain. You are baptized. With the Ethiopian eunuch, all the treasures of heaven are made your eternal inheritance in the ordinary water of holy baptism. Look, here is water. Why should I not remember and give thanks for what God has done to and for me in the water of holy baptism? In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, your servant Cyril steadfastly proclaimed your Son, Jesus, to be one person, fully God and fully man. By your infinite mercy, keep us constant in faith and worship of your Son, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen.